Hello friends, we will now discuss chapter number 14 of the book Import-Export Management, Commercial Functions. And this chapter is dealing with international turnkey projects. Now, this is something which we are going a little bit away, sidestepping a little bit from the normal import-export management. This is a totally different concept of foreign trade. Why? Because here certain projects which are being executed in our country are also termed to be as deemed export. And this has got a very wide scope, especially for those who want to go into export in large volumes. Let us look at the topic that we are going to discuss step by step. First of all, let us understand what is turnkey project, including different types of expanded definitions on it. Then, importance of project export. And then, because project exports are large, voluminous, requiring a lot of finance, we have to lay more stress to understand the project finance. And here we will look at the different organizations of the World Bank. One is International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Second is International Development Association. Then we have another organization. Now these two are technically known as World Bank. Another organization we have is International Finance Corporation. And the procedure which is required to be involved over here for the respective contractors for getting into this kind of export, there is a system of international competitive bidding. We will now go step by step to try to understand each of these aspects of project export. These situations are highly technical and more lucrative, long-term basis for export. First of all, when we want to look at turnkey projects, it is a project which is constructed so that it can be sold to any buyer as a completed product. The entire project becomes a product. It is a contract under which a firm agrees to fully design, construct, and equip either a manufacturing or business or service facility and then turn it over to the owner. Process is total designing, total constructing, and including equipment. It cannot be done by a single entity at all. It is produced by a team of contractors and project leaders who have project experience. It cannot be done by any Tom, Dick, and Harry. The owner is getting a big plus point over here that as soon as he receives the completed product, what he has to do is only turn the key, open the gate, open the project, open the factory or the entity and start operations. apart from that, the owner does nothing. Everything is done by the team of contractors, not a single contractor, but there's a team of contractors. What are the primary components over here? We have primary components over here, starting from designing. First stage is designing the project. Owner will only give his concept that I want this thing. So then the contractor is responsible for preparing the design of the building or facility, which will enable the eliminate the need for the future owner to hire architects and designers independently. Owner does not have to do anything. It is the contractor who will do the design work based on the concept which the owner is giving him. Then supply procurement. That means procurement of each and every item required for that project. Instead of the project owner or main contractor locating and purchasing supplies, the contractor handles this through his entire network of suppliers. He has already made network of his suppliers. And depending on the type of turnkey contract, the future owner may be able to specify suppliers and the material. Maybe the owner may be having somebody in their mind also that I want this branded item to go into my project. Yes, he would suggest, but ultimately the final decision would be with the contractor. Then come the stage of construction. There is a separately handled by a reputed constructor of the firm handling every aspect of construction, right from architectural conception of the entire factory, including the requirement for specific units at different places, start to finish. This way the owner doesn't need to spend time at all for searching of other subcontractors until it is completed. Owner has got no say over here. He will just see that it is being completed. Once the building construction is done, the keys are handed over to the new owner and he can start using the building. This is the construction of the building part. Most of the projects that you see going on are infrastructure projects. Infrastructure projects are executed in a widely spread area and have a direct interface with the public. It is meant for the public, meant for the infrastructure of any country, any city requirement. These may be highway road projects or hydropower projects or transmission line projects or even wind power projects. And all these are having very simple engineering process involved. The project will have a standard simple engineering process. It will be repeated again and again at different stages. Of course, such type of project execution has got many uncertainties. You don't know when you will get the facilities because there are external factors over which the project owner has no control or little control. You take a small example. He wants to do a highway project in a particular aligned way. There may be an obstacle of a house or a shop or any tree in between. Now, the contractor does not have any control over that unless he gets permission from the concerned owner of that property to demolish and give him a clear pathway. Therefore, he has got a very little control, and that is why there are uncertainties when you start looking at this kind of infrastructure projects. And of course, this leads to delay in execution of infrastructure projects. You look at any infrastructure project going on anywhere, you'll always find that there is a delay, and therefore the contractor puts in an escalation clause. Now, projects in India, let's come to India, is mostly attributed to financial closure and delay in obtaining approvals from the concerned authorities. First stage is always the financial aspect, approval being granted, right, from costing angle to ultimate payment to the suppliers. The project cost incurred and expected completion time weakens the bargaining power of project owner. He has got very little scope to bargain because the contractor will always point out, ki, I have got this aspect which is not in my control. There may be delays, there may be escalation clause. And these external forces in which I have got to work, I am uncertain on these situations. That is the point where the owner has got a lesser bargaining point, and the contractor under such conditions can dictate his terms to execute through that particular path. When we look at the execution of the project, the critical part of the project keeps changing and is evident only from the day-to-day execution. When you go through the execution stage, certain critical aspects keep on changing. For example, when the contractor has to dig somewhere, he may find some cable line over there, and for that becomes a hindrance for him to lay his foundation. So these are critical aspects which keep on changing as he goes ahead with the project. And it is really impossible to predict the magnitude and impact of this kind of uncertainties as far as any project is concerned. The management nor the execution team wants to actually acknowledge that there are uncertainties associated with such projects. Initially, they will not acknowledge it, but the owner also knows, contractor also knows, the parties executing the project also knows, yes, there are uncertainties. We have got to cross the bridge when we come to that bridge. In order to avoid delays, all the requirements to complete a particular stage in the project or an activity, they must be available in a set type of condition. Then only the project will be able to move ahead successfully. Initially, the project team, they need to develop an imaginary boundary on the project site. When they go to visit the site, they've got to create an imaginary boundary within which all the resources can work with very least interference from any external sources. This is the concept which they have got to first create. The entire team jointly has got to create that imaginary boundary and ensure that the project can move smoothly, construction stepwise, as far as the boundaries are concerned. When we come to actual project exports, it refers to setting up of engineering, construction, or infrastructure projects overseas. That means in other countries. Yes, my dear friends, I can tell you, our Indian contractors have successfully carried out a lot of such projects. If I go back to 15, 20 years, Iraq was totally devastated. And our Indian contractors were the ones who went to Iraq and reconstructed Iraq. That was the biggest project export that we had developed, our Indian contractors have developed. Even now, Afghanistan is having a serious problem. Vast devastation has occurred over there. Yes, Indian contractors are entering over there. And therefore, export of engineering goods or services on deferred payment terms leading to execution of turnkey projects, including civil construction works abroad, are all categorized as project exports. Here, deferred payment terms have got to be offered so that you get a foothold as far as the project is concerned. But for your information, I can tell you some of the deferred payment terms can go over a lengthy period also. So much so that though Iraq projects were completed 15 years back, even 5 years or 10 years after the completion of those projects also, some of the contractors were not able to get their money. That is where the government of India stepped in, various insurance bodies stepped in and ensured that the contractors got their payment. And then government to government negotiation took place over a period of time to recover that amount. This is the hazard of the project export. Of course, such type of project export can also involve the export of engineering services only or consultancy service only as desired by the project owner. Maybe project owner may say, ki I will give the design aspect to one contractor, construction to another contractor. Yes, we have executed such type of engineering services. We have executed in the past the consultancy services also. These, of course, are regarded as key indicators of the technical maturity and industrial capabilities of the country. And they have occupied an important place in India's export portfolio. It is a very, very important portfolio as far as India is concerned, because we have got large projects which are being handled. We have the expertise, we have the workforce, and we have taken up such projects because of cost factor and also technical expertise that we have gained over a period of time. Of course, this project export acts as a catalyst for technological maturity. We have got to increase our technology to be updated with the technology as far as projects are concerned. Why? Because projects are always futuristic. It shows an advancement of construction and engineering. within various companies. There are, of course, vast opportunities to the industry in providing additional avenues of growth and employment. It's a very big opportunity for all types of businessmen. They boost the economy of the country by generating project revenues, creation of secured markets for goods and services. It is not only, you will not look at only the project as a whole, but then when you complete that project, that country gives you a market in other projects to supply various machinery or goods, give various services to other industries in that country also. So you generate a new market. Why? Because satisfactory performance in terms of cost effectiveness, application of technical expertise, and timely delivery of quality products and services. These have been plus factors for our Indian project exporters. And they have given a good degree of goodwill and standing those business entities who executed the projects in Iraq are now getting further opportunities to execute similar projects in other countries also. Look at Africa, you look at any other place which requires such construction work. Yes, the news is also again that Ukraine is being devastated to a very great extent, and ultimately, when the war stops over there, Indian project contractors will have a very big scope in rebuilding Ukraine and also parts of Russia. Let us now look at the strategic initiatives which are required to be taken. Yes, it has to be a planned initiative. Strategy has got to be developed. A set of goods and services have been bundled within a project export. They open up avenue for export of these goods and services. Whatever equipments you supply to the project, the country sees that yes, you are able to supply quality products for that project. So other business people also in that country will start giving you order for those particular types of products, and including services, engineering and consultancy services. You have an opportunity to establish strategic presence in a region or a country, thus giving a boost, a fillip to other ancillary industries within your teamwork to get more export orders, maybe for further parts also, spare parts also for future requirement. Of course, they support funding provided by the banking system, which are all self-liquidation in nature over a period of time. The owner will not put the finance. The contractor has got to negotiate finance from various institutions to finance the project. Of course, our Indian industry and manpower is being employed. They gain exposure to state-of-the-art construction technologies. Unless and until you show that, yes, you have got state-of-the-art construction facilities within your company, you will not be able to get such contracts. You have got to show your expertise. And yes, we have got the expertise. We can show, we are showing it. Here, when finance is involved from external sources, we have a separate agency which looks after the export credit insurance. And this export credit insurance, they play a very big role in all such large turnkey projects or export projects. Why? Because they protect the exporter of products and services against all the risk of non-payment, part payment, delayed payment by the foreign buyer. Any type of delayed payments, the contractor and the construction people, they are covered by such export credit insurance group. Exporter gets concessional, conditional assurances, and then concessions are being offered that payment will be made if the foreign buyer, due to any technical reason, is unable to make timely payments. It builds a risk appetite. Yes, contractors will take that risk. Yes, we have an insurance organization. So the businessman has got a risk appetite to venture into distant markets to build contracts and trade links. Here in India, the biggest organization which we have looking to export credit insurance is Export Credit Guarantee Corporation. This has been working as export credit insurance organization since a very, very long time. And they protect the risk factor and payment factor of all exporters, not only project, but even a very small exporter who wants to export the very first time, he can also approach ECGC, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, to cover his payment clause. And yes, ECGC covers your payment from risk factors up to the extent of 90%. You have got to pay a slight premium to ECGC for all your exports. But you have a backing. Yes, when I'm going ahead, something happens at the end by which the payment in foreign exchange is delayed or cannot come over here, then I can fall back on ECGC. India has continued to focus on increasing the export insurance coverage, which is still low. The coverage is still low as compared to other countries. Other countries have got very high insurance profiles. In 2020, government has proposed an export financing scheme to offer lower interest rates in rupee and dollar terms. Interest subvention scheme and protection from excess interest clause. So the ECGC is also protected and the funding agencies also get their required interest rate. Government is giving certain efforts on this particular angle. As far as such type of project exports are concerned, there is a Project Export Promotion Council, and it is basically an export promotion council for all types of projects, whether it is a turnkey project in India because it is a deemed export, or any country. They undertake initiatives to provide necessary technical information, guidance, and support to set up overseas projects. There are experts sitting at PEPC who also guide the project contractors. Assistance is also provided in securing the rights to develop major projects in the overseas market, which are all volatile in nature of global investment flows, political climate, and pace of government contracts. Maybe there are fanciful, whimsical natures involved over here. And looking to these factors, the PEPC guides the contractors in India, smoothens the path for the contractors and the exporters from India. They also provide assistance to Indian civil and engineering construction process in any of the following modules of engineering services. These are the major points where they have got very good strategic planning. Civil construction, structures, infrastructure, turnkey process and engineering consultancy services, and project construction items. All items required for handling of the project construction work. Now, they in turn, PEPC, because it is an expert body, they always give feedback to the government. And they insist that government should have certain level of policy intervention so that we can execute large quantum of the projects. And some of the policy interventions which are required and which PEPC has told the government to start initiatives in those angles is to identify goods and services utilized in overseas projects. There are always a set of goods and services, and give inputs of the goods which are not currently being sourced from India. Yes, these are new types of projects. We go to new type of projects. They are not being sourced of India. So let us start building sourcing aspect in India. Thereby, we are enhancing the Indian content into the foreign shores. To segregate goods components in project exports, which would help in claiming export promotion benefits to encourage more companies to explore overseas market. Now here, you see, if you look at the entire project, they are being classified separately. But each component which goes into that project in the form of large machinery, different types of machinery, they are having different types, different levels of benefits being granted by the government in terms of duty drawback, in terms of input tax credit, in terms of RoDTEP, etc., etc. And therefore, the PEPC has taken an initiative that when the contractor goes for costing of these projects, then they should be allowed to name the different types of machineries, etc., involved, and allow the respective exporters to claim benefits as per the requirements of that particular machinery, and not take the whole project as a whole for benefit purposes. The project exports identifier will help to segregate other monetary services. Monetary services means incentives being granted, and allow exemption from clauses that disqualifies companies to claim benefits under the export promotion schemes. There are many export promotion schemes, many benefits are being granted. And here, PEPC has told the government that you provide interventions on these angles so that all these benefits are available to the subcontractor, to the contractor, or to the exporter of each and every item which are being exported. They also provide initiative help to establish a mechanism to claim export benefits on at least 10 to 15% value, which is held back for performance guarantee. Now, every export project or every turnkey project will always have a performance guarantee clause by which the project company, main contractor and owner, they withhold back 10 to 15% of the payment of that particular contractor over a period of time, maybe 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. Now, that basically means that for that quantum of 10 to 15%, which are being held back by the owner or the contractor or the financing agencies as a performance guarantee, as per Indian laws, export benefits may not be granted. And therefore, PEPC has sent an initiative that government should take an intervention that as far as these performance guarantees payments are concerned, though the payments would be released after a certain period of time, at least the export promotion scheme benefits which are available for that should be granted immediately to the exporters so that they become more competitive in the international market. It's a very big situation, and exporters had suffered as far as Iraq projects are concerned over there. Thank you.